Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The motorcycles, one-time outlaws, now seeking almost the approval of society by making themselves...
Tonight won't be just any night. Tonight I will have a pirate chihuahua on my bike.
Idiots.
Oh, by the way, this is not a re-entry window between Shannon and I. If I don't hit that sweet spot, I'm going to burn up. Let me tell you.
Re-entry window.
It's from 2 to 3 o'clock. If I don't hit that window, there's no coming back to Earth.
Bet makers are more likely to say they're a morning person and less likely to hit the snooze button. All right, this sounds like bed makers are just...
What about bedwetters? You got a list for that?
Yeah.
Bedwetters, more likely... I don't know, Mac?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hot tea. Check. DayQuil, check. Half an hour to 45 minute hot shower, check. Still feeling a little weird. I've got Hurricane Florence in my left ear today.
Oh no!
It's a little congestion, and it's been a morning at the O'Mara household. Uh-oh. I have to share this with you. We've had a major crime committed, and therefore there was swift justice administered by Mrs. O'Mara the day after the anniversary celebration.
How was the anniversary celebration? How did you observe?
I will share this with you, that the anniversary celebration has been delayed a week. That's how we celebrate it. It's been delayed a week. I'll explain later. But let me just say, as far as the other day, you remember last week on the show, my son came into the studio armed to the teeth with his Nerf gun collection.
Arsenal.
And let me tell you why the Nerf gun collection has expanded. The Nerf gun, unlike the Lego products, is a reasonable family of toys. You're talking, you can look in a Lego section of a store if you've ever shopped for children, and you'll see what I've always considered to be absolutely insanely overpriced items.
They are very high.
Much higher than any other toy. The Nerf toys are much more responsible in their pricing. Not necessarily responsible in what they teach kids to do, shoot other kids.
They have footballs. Throw a football.
They have Nerf footballs, but they're very
reasonable.
Throw
a football at a kid?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if I'm sitting there and I've got a product for $8 in the aisle, as opposed to a $29 product in the Lego section, it's cost effective. So he got a few of these when we were trying to reward him we were, celebrating his birthday.
And also,
whatever.
It doesn't hurt to step on a Nerf something. If you step on a Lego, you're dying.
We all recall the day that you rewarded your son for having an outburst with a Nerf gun.
Yes.
What?
Remember he started crying because you yelled at him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You can check that out on our Instagram feed.
Rewarding, but the way you put that, Conjurer, is not the way I would have described
that
it.
That was fake news, is what he did.
I was,
treason!
He was just spinning. Was just spinning. What I did was I placated him. I did not reward him. I was concerned. God, that soda looks good.
You've been focused on it.
That's San Pellegrino blood orange soda pop. That's
so good
stuff. It's an Italian tradition, Mike.
What's that?
It's an Italian tradition.
It's wonderful soda.
And I don't know if that was sent to us or we actually stocked it.
I don't know. I was not here when it arrived.
Interesting.
It's really, really. It's
yummy.
Let me tell
yummy
you. I had a couple of those this year, and I will tell you that they are super special.
They're
they
a really delicacy,
are.
You know.
Yeah. Are they? How are they a delicacy?
They're more expensive than a Nerf gun.
Isn't delicacy something that would be, I'm just trying.
What was that?
I'm trying to play Marie,
I thought maybe Louis Prima was in the back of the room.
Thank you.
Tuning up.
Oh, Marie.
In your arms.
I'm longing to be. Longing to be. Okay. Oscar Soto. What was I talking about?
You're talking about
Nerf guns.
Nerf guns.
Arsenals.
War games. Here's the crime. This is the crime that was committed right before we came to air here Apparently, I did not witness this crime. I heard the aftermath. Frankie shot in the eye with a Nerf dart.
Oh.
And apparently it was the die, like that. And all Nerf, that's a capital offense.
Man.
All Nerf guns were confiscated and discarded.
It's not okay.
Man.
Yeah, it's not okay
not
to
okay.
Shoot the dog in the eye. And, you know, and it really.
What about if he had shot Beluga in the eye? Because that would be a much easier shot.
So you immediately have tapped into something where I would whisper gently in his ear, "You got the wrong dog." But anyway, see, if Beluga had been the recipient, first of all, both dogs have been problematic lately. Frankie, with his sneaking. Frankie is a sneaky dog.
What does
he sneaks
sneak?
Around. He just sneaks in general. He'll go into a bathroom and all of a sudden we'll see all the trash and paper on the floor of the little wastebasket you have in the bathroom. And then Frankie will be slinking around in the corner. He's a sneaky dog. Beluga is just existing. Beluga's just hanging on.
Yeah.
That's what Beluga's doing right now. God love him. He's hanging on and, you know, suddenly I'll feel a fur brush up against my leg and I'll look down and it's Beluga. I'm like, "Hello, Beluga," and he doesn't even know I'm there. So you know,
he's insulin.
In there. Yeah. So if you thought it was cute, and I know a couple of listeners reached out to me and sent me pictures of their kids with their Nerf guns.
Right.
My son has been relieved of his weapons. We had a gun exchange program here in the O'Mara house.
Did they get trashed or did they just get taken away?
Mama O'Mara will have to tell me that later. I've been up here. She's been down there in the belly of the beast.
Yes.
And I'm not quite sure what's happening.
She's nipping it is what she's doing. She's nipping it.
Nip it in the bud. You gotta nip it.
You know, when something like this goes down, how did the defendant handle it?
He was crying and he only required a hug. And then Carly explained to me as I was at the printer and not the bathroom, the real printer,
actual printer,
getting my stuff for the show, that he required a hug. So he came upstairs. He seemed contrite. It's not the kind of crying that indicates that that an injustice has been perpetrated on him. It's the crying that says I screwed up as a 5-year-old. So that's where we are.
See, I would have handled it slightly different. I might have let him keep the Nerf gun, but I would have shot him in the eye with the dart.
And I say,
don't you see what you've done to another
living
creature?
I have to say the velocity of some of these Nerf guns is, you know, there was going to be an accident. So I think Carla's looking at this as heading it off at the pass. And I don't look at the age groups on toys. I probably should more than I do. But it's
guidelines.
So the gun, and I was thinking about that because it's just been too much. It's been too much. I'd rather save up and every 2 months or so get him a nice Lego toy as opposed to getting him a Nerf gun.
Right.
And that's it. And somebody you shouldn't buy your kids so many toys anyway, Mike. Well, I say lick it to you.
Yeah.
Have a 5-year-old and see how you handle it.
No greater joy than spoiling a kid. Does he get to keep the lawn darts?
The lawn darts with the sharp metal point.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. When the neighbors come over, it's
dodge it.
Oh, Billy, go see your mother.
Best time
to
play lawn darts.
She'll have to put a poultice on that.
Time to play lawn
tourniquet.
Darts is noon because the sun
I wanted to say tourniquet, and I said poultice. I turned it into 1776 America. Put a poultice on it. Jesus, what the hell is wrong with me? But no, everything is fine.
I've cut myself on the lawn dart. Prepare a tincture.
Yes, everything is fine. Everything is dandy. It's wonderful. And I was uncomfortable with the Nerf products anyway because they're the velocity of them.
Yeah.
It's no surprise that he got Frankie in the eye. I'm not sure what the
is Frankie
how close he was.
Do they make dog eye patches?
Yeah, I'm sure they do. They probably put
dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've seen them in motorcycles being driven around by fat men with white beards.
Exactly.
Right. By the way, as I have left the motorcycle culture and now having been in it, and you boys certainly more than any other, remember how into the biking world I was. Now that I'm out of the biking world, I'll hop on a motorcycle once in a while. It might be a little bit fun. But as I'm out looking in now, I can tell you I think that the whole culture of motorcycling is about look at me. It's really about look at me. And the more I've thought about that, the more I've gotten kind of that's in my garage
it
in
is.
Manassas, correct?
Yeah, it is.
Was that the big one? Was that the Ultra or was it the Fat Boy?
I think this was the Fat Boy.
Which one did you lay down in the McDonald's drive-thru?
That was like 5 minutes after I got the Ultra.
Yeah.
I think I put it down at slow speed. That sounds to me like the fat boy.
And then here we have also tape of you starting and riding away.
And still a great sound. The Harley, the machine.
Yeah.
The machine itself. There is nothing
more
special. But
it's made loud so people look at you.
Yeah.
Look at me. And
in my gear.
And you will also think about the culture for a second. You can say, now, is there a outlaw biker culture? Yes. Is there
a Mayans?
The Mayans. You've got the outlaws. You've got the Hells Angels. So you've got that real biker culture.
The Guardian Angels.
The majority of people. There I go. Bye, Mike.
Bye, Mike.
Bye, Mike.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Off to buy
have a
Nerf
nice
gun.
Ride, fat man. Very good. Yeah, have a nice ride. The real, I've thought about this culture because every one of those Rolling Thunders.
Mike's
and I
bikes.
I talked about Rolling Thunder. I still maintain that is a special event.
Renegade to pigs.
Memorialize the renegade pigs, all the people, the leathernecks, you know, the, I think it really
Two
is
boots.
Kind of about, what?
I'm just naming groups that sound like,
what was the last one?
Two Boots.
Two Boots, that's actually a pizza place.
Ah, okay.
Not a motorcycle.
Sorry, you stopped.
In the village, in Greenwich Village.
Hey, Mike, you look like a million bucks.
I mean, he knew that right away.
You both stopped right away. You're like, no, that's a pizza place.
And it's what? Now it's a crime to
Pony,
be right?
Pony, why don't you reach out to your mother and tell her to chill out on social media with your boy here, okay? We'll get to you in a second. You and your mother, Glenda. Yeah.
Hide her keyboard. But anyway. Hide her keyboard.
Who I really... I mean, I you know, my theory, Glenda was at the bottom of a martini glass yesterday. But that's just... We'll get to that in a few moments here, all right?
I got to comment on that.
Yeah, let me just tell Mike what I think of him. He's being...
They put plywood everywhere. I'm done.
Let me get back to the biker thing. Think about bikers, okay?
Yes.
So I'm talking about the biker who would take his motorcycle. What do you do in the bike culture that that is special? You will paint your bike with lots of different colors and
customize.
Make it bright.
Yes,
and
personalize
and customize
it.
You may, but you're doing it to make it look flashy.
Right.
Then you get sleeves of tattoos. Well, that's flashy as well.
Right.
People notice those. You want to say, look at me. Then you will get a particular helmet if you have to ride a helmet. Some of these helmets have really obnoxious stickers like I had mine, like support your local strip club. You know, that's those are the stickers you put on because it's shocking and you want people
flashy.
To notice you. Then some people will get like a mohawk. With spikes,
yes,
up there. Or they will wear a German Nazi helmet,
right? With the point.
Oh, that's shocking!
Yeah.
Look at me. Well, no, it doesn't have to have the point.
The point.
World
well,
War One.
Well, the World War One helmet.
I've seen
them
on other ones.
That's also very exciting. And look at me.
It's they're not all with the point, but they're all look at me moments.
Yes.
Then you will have the beard going down.
Yeah.
You know, with everybody has a beard because I'm separating myself. I want a beard. I want something to look flat. It's all about look at me, and I think the biker culture. Has
and you're leaving out, Mike, the Harley gear.
The gear, the vests,
the
and the
leather,
chaps,
and everything.
And the leather,
the pipes,
and then look at me,
pipes.
I'm going to do something silly, loud, I want to be noticed. Here, look at me. That's the biker culture.
That is. Yeah,
what's wrong with that culture, though?
I'm not saying anything's wrong with that.
Okay.
I was part of it.
Well, you see,
I was part of that
culture. Do you still believe in it?
It's sort of ironic because the original motorcycle gangs were people that were away. They were outsiders. They were separating themselves from society. And
the
now
Jets,
it's
the Sharks.
And now it's, West Side Story. Yeah. Leonard Bernstein, the greatest motorcycle riding.
They weren't motorcycle people. Stop it.
Do-do-do-do-do.
You don't watch the musical. Don't comment on it. There you go. Jesus Christ.
Anyway, what
the
I'm
Jets
saying
is... The Jets are going to win tonight.
I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty.
Okay, way to go to the Maria song.
It was
way
in
to
my,
sing the Natalie Wood song.
It was in my key. So what I'm saying is that the motorcycles, one-time outlaws, now seeking almost the approval of society by making themselves...
Tonight won't be just any night. Tonight I will have a pirate chihuahua on my bike. Idiots. All right, maybe I am putting it down a little bit.
Yeah, don't
maybe
put it down.
Putting...
Be proud of who you were. I'm joining
the
e-bike culture, and they have a sidecar for the e-bike I ordered.
What do you mean e-bike? Do you have
an electric bike? Yeah.
Please don't try to make any kind of parallel or any kind of equivalency with an e-bike a Harley Davidson. It's a different deal. Didn't I try to get you to join me in the biker culture?
Mike,
didn't I try to get you to join
Harley
that?
Harley Davidson... And by the way, as a brand, is making an extreme pivot. They're going to have multiple lines of e-bikes in 2019 available.
Yeah,
e-bikes and electric motorcycles, both hybrids.
Yeah, but they're not tough.
What about the motorcycles that are three wheelers? Those piss me off.
I hate those.
Especially the
Predator.
I mean, like the Suzuki Diaz.
Is that the
oh, trike? You mean?
No, he started to ride a real one after a while.
Isn't there one that has?
And what skill he demonstrated on that?
Oh yeah, he's.
Anyway,
like watching
did he crash?
Watching a show.
No, he didn't. But there was one rally I had, a biker rally that I had, where you know it just showed him starting up too fast. And if you want to go on YouTube and look at the videos of people that mess up motorcycles, it's usually first gear putting the bike taking off too fast. You know, it's like never ride one indoors. Can I get back to my point?
Oh, yes, I wish you would. Yes.
It's a culture that they've raised a lot of money for charity, which is really great. But ultimately, at the heart of the biker culture is look at me. And isn't that probably what we're all about? Look at me right now. I'm doing a show.
And that's
show that I talk publicly every day. I think my whole life has been look at me.
That's the way the Harley riders raise money was look at me stuff.
Look at me stuff.
Yeah, bike absolutely. Rallies, stuff like that.
Right.
Yes. They millions of dollars for Jerry's kids, but it was always,
I will leave you on this because we do have to move on with the show. I will leave you with this. But when you're talking about motorcycle rallies, I correct people quite often when they say, and also the biker babes. Let me make a point here. My first trip to Sturgis. I was excited about the ride. Flew to Denver, rode from Denver to Sturgis, South Dakota. Really, really excited about that. North Dakota. Was it North Dakota?
I think they merged. They're the same.
Whatever. Thank you, Rob.
Past Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm. I was in the Dakotas. Thank
you.
I was riding
Clark
with Jimmy Cerrito and our friend to Sturgis. And Rich Hostley, who was from L.A., Jimmy and I from D.C., and we rode, and it was beautiful. Now, with the whole idea of being at the motorcycle rally, the outdoor bars, the whole nightlife thing with great concerts coming up, but also in the back of our minds, we thought the biker culture with the babes on the back of the bike.
Sure.
And I think that it took one view of this particular woman on a motorcycle in downtown Sturgis to convince me that that was a bit of a myth. And that myth was riding down the middle of the street with sitting on the back of her fat husband's motorcycle was a woman who was wearing a mesh tank top and only a mesh tank top.
Nice.
Okay, no brassiere.
Mm.
And the woman, and she was 634 pounds.
Ooh.
I weighed her later. No, she was large. And and I said, that's not what I anticipated.
That's a bingo.
That was not a bingo. No, just to say. Sorry. Yeah, you would think I was really, really excited, and I would have said,
ooh, that's a bingo.
No, I did not say that at all. That was a massive disappointment. She was also saying, look at me.
Yes.
And,
you don't wear a mesh tank top to not be seen.
And she was also saying, look at these.
Mm.
Now, is it a chance that
no one could see these, and there's only one reason that they couldn't see these.
What's that?
They were pointed straight down at the ground.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Counselor, you wish to make an open statement?
Everything that guy just says bullshit. Thank you.
Sure. Objection, Your Honor.
The entire open statement, with the exception of thank you, will be stricken from the record. And you, Mr. Gambini, you will not use that kind of language in my court. You understand me?
Yeah.
Your statement, sir.
Well, now, ladies and gentlemen of the... jury, on January 4th of this year, my client did indeed visit the Sack of Suds convenience store, but he didn't kill anyone. We intend to prove that the prosecution's case is circumstantial and coincidental. Thank you.
That's it. What about everything we talked about?
Well, I get a little nervous.
A little nervous.
I'm getting better.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. And if you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag and our wide open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation. So please let us hear from you all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Is a low credit score preventing you from buying a new home or from refinancing and consolidating debt? If so, don't worry. There is an answer. You need to talk to our friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. Mark told us that if you don't have a credit score of 680 or higher, the big banks and quick online mortgage firms really won't work with ye. But Cornerstone can make it happen. With the rise in interest rates, banks are making less money and loosening guidelines to compete much more aggressively. So even if you've been turned down before, you may qualify for a purchase or refi, or you might even use the appreciation of your home as a virtual ATM with a credit score as low as 560. I can say with supreme confidence that if Cornerstone First can't do it, nobody can. Call Cornerstone First right now and watch them meet or beat any deal out there. They are the best, and they are Oscar Santana approved.
Yay, Oscar!
Woo! Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing, and we thank you, thank you, thank you.
My cousin Vinny holds up. I watched a good hunk of it pulling that scene, and it's still a very funny movie.
The actress,
Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei won an Academy Award. Mm-hmm. Nobody expected that she would win that. That was one of the biggest upsets in Academy Award history.
There was a rumor that Jack Palance read the wrong name and she wasn't supposed to win. But it turned out that it was actually her trophy to win.
Billy Crystal. Did we interview Jack Palance?
Yeah, we had him in studio.
Oh, that's right. Jack Palance came in
the
studio.
The guy from City Slickers?
He was about 7.5 feet tall.
Yeah, very tall man.
Big guy. Very, tall man. Very cool to meet him.
I want to mention on social media that yesterday I was feeling the quan.
Yeah.
As I recouped from this little sinus thing that I've got going this weekend. I was so happy during the show yesterday, and then left the microphone, and really suddenly it hit me. I probably haven't gotten the maximum amount of sleep the last few days. New York, I was up super late over the weekend. I stayed up late, eating, drinking, and I think I was wiped from the trip, and then I got
and
this little
traveled.
Sinus thing.
Yeah, travel is never fun.
Well. Mm-hmm. So yesterday I was just vegging out, and I was feeling racked with guilt because it was my 9th wedding anniversary. And my wife had posted on social media a very, very nice comment about me. And I went through the day and I said, you know, I don't mention this, and I hope you don't think that I'm anti-romantic, but sometimes it really pisses me off when you read the same kind of message that it was 16 years ago today that I married my best friend. I think they're they were way overdone. But since Carla had acknowledged me,
yes,
I felt it necessary not to just give a like to her post. And so, but I'm wiped out, right? And then
you should have clicked the angry one.
I know, like your friend does.
Yes, I
know.
It's very
that
funny.
Makes you laugh. Har har. The inside jokes are the best jokes. No, they're not. Anyway, so
anyone would have laughed at that. That's not inside.
Would you? Speaking of a joke, would you like to hear an abbreviated joke?
Yes.
Since you played the stuttering person in the opening of My Cousin Vinny, I'll give you a completely hacked and abbreviated joke.
Good.
See, I'm already starting to stumble because I'm about to tell a joke.
That's fine.
I'm already feeling the anxiety that is Mike O'Mara tells bad jokes. I'm a bad joke teller.
You're right? A great storyteller.
All right. This is this is the story of the boy with a stutter who sells Bibles, and he goes to the manager's office and said, "I'd like to become a Bible salesman." And the guy says, "Sir, you don't have the tools. You need to be able to communicate." "No, I really want to be a Bible. Is this going to be, is somebody going to send me a letter about this? Is this going to get me a letter? I want to sell Bibles. Finally, he persists for an hour. The manager says, okay, listen, I give you $500 worth of Bibles. You go out in your different region, and then we have a sales meeting once every week and come back. He said, thank you. So he comes back every week. They're having the sales manager with all the other Bible salesmen around there. He said, Phil, how many did you sell? He said, oh, I sold 20. Hey, Sam, how many did you sell? I sold $150 worth of the 500. They finally get to this guy with the stutter. He said, Tommy, how many Bibles did you sell? He said, I sold all $500 worth. He said, what? Nobody's ever done that in the history of Bibles. You sold all 500 Bibles? How did that work? He said, I just did my job. And he said, well, but no, you got to tell us what you did. I mean, please tell the other salesmen so they can all sell $500. They can sell their entire quota in 1 week. Tell us what you did. He said, well, I'd walk up to the door and knock on the door. And when the person comes to the door, I said, do you want to buy a Bible or do you want me to read it to you? All right, anyway, so that's thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed that. That's I don't tell jokes on the show.
An effective way to sell some Bibles.
Yes,
exactly.
Sell Bibles.
Love it.
Read it. You get a film. So anyway,
that's like a dad joke.
Yes,
a little bit.
That's like when you're 16. The guy that told me that joke
was probably, I was in my mid 20s when I heard that joke, and a fellow golfer told me that joke, and he was a dad, and I'll never forget that joke because he was such a great. He could tell 15 in a row, and he was a master.
Oh, that's
joke
great. Telling.
But getting back to the whole reason I wanted to talk about social media. Yesterday, I'm not under the weather. I put an I Love You, Carla out later in the day. I changed my cover page temporarily for a picture of us to celebrate our anniversary. It's still up there. And then later on in the day, I said something like, I'm really blessed to work with two really funny guys. Well, everybody, like a segment of the audience led by Ponyboy's mother, Glenda Bloom, immediately, as soon as I put the I Love You, Carla, she put something like, he's on the sauce again. And then he's still drinking, and it was just I'll be honest with you. I don't, just because I'm nice one day does not mean that I am under the influence of alcohol. I was not under the influence of anything, not even a cold medicine, until late at night when I took a NyQuil before I went to bed. I was just being nice, Glenda. I was just being nice.
First That's comment.
Yeah.
Pony. Your mom has always been kind to us.
Yeah.
She's been sweet. She's been supportive of the program. She put you onto it with your dad. What say you about Mama Bloom?
You know, I think I have no idea what the hell she was doing. That was not the nicest thing to say, but...
Let me see if I can bring it up here. Mm-hmm. All right, let me go with the first one. The first one I said was really, I used the colored background.
Yes.
With the, sort of a pretty sunset-y look, right? A little romantic, and it was, I love you, Carla. And let me go here. I'm going to get all, I hate it when you, I wish you'd just, hey, Facebook, just give me the comments.
Yeah.
Just give me all the, not that I have 25 comments that I have to click on Facebook. There are a lot of things about Facebook that I would be 21 more comments. Okay, let me click on that. I'm going to get them all up here so I can look at. Glenda Bloom. There it is.
There we go.
Okay. All right. So I wrote, I love you, Carla. That's what I put up. Woo! I love you, Carla. Woo!
Yes.
Glenda Bloom writes, he's already on the sauce. Well, I would celebrate early, too. Congratulations. Yes, I know she's making a joke. I love your mom. I love your mom. She's a very, very funny lady. She's super, super
and
funny.
Eager.
Very. And then later on in the day, I said, I work with two. I've been watching a lot of our Instagram videos, which are
IGTV.
I love consuming the show that way. The numbers are showing that you people seem to like it also. It's really moving, as Oscar would say, moving the meter for our show. By the way, our YouTube channel, over 5,000 subscribers now, which is fantastic.
Who dressed up? None of us.
So
how dare
all
we?
All this money put into our little video presentation is very,
An
very,
investment.
Very,
yes.
We're very happy that it's going in that direction. We will be satisfied only when we get 1 million subscribers. 2 million. Thank you.
Keep fighting the good fight.
That's right.
All right, so I write later in the evening. What time did I write this? Let's see. 14 hours ago. So do the math, Rob Spiegel.
It might be a little after 7:30.
7:30, right? Shortly before I'm going to go to bed. I hadn't even taken my NyQuil yet. I write, I work with two very funny men, and I consider myself lucky to do so. I was into minimal communication. Just wanted to, because I was watching some of these videos, and they're making me laugh
right
when you guys are doing your thing. And then the people really started, Rob Spiewak hacked your Facebook, funny. And then, Glenda Bloom weighs in once again. Mm. OMG, he's definitely in the sauce now. Now I wonder if
she
did
a recall to her own joke.
On a different post.
Yeah, she's
unprofessional.
Well, no, she's like a regular Henny Youngman.
No, but if she stayed on the same post, it would make sense.
No, but you got to traverse. Find it, yeah. Shouldn't do a throwback.
You can't be on three different shows and do a callback.
That's true.
Well, everybody was dead. The shtick began then, and everyone was saying Pony and Adrian? ? That was it. It's a real talk. It's truly a great balance. Some people write some nice things, and a lot of people were the funniest comment that I thought yesterday when I said I work with two really, really funny men. Somebody wrote, "Congrats on the new job." That was funny. That was funny. So anyway, it went on.
That was the sweetest post you've written about us.
Well, no, you guys make me laugh every day.
Thank you.
Been funny. We've been on a nice little roll. You know, when we're not screaming at each other, it's
DGH.
That's right.
No, I never do. I never do. That'll be it. You won't see anything like that for another 3 years. I guarantee you that. F that.
But
pain in the ass.
But mark his words. Every anniversary, every third anniversary, something nice.
No, next year's going to be the big one, you know. But I'm already planning a nice thing. I've already done what I'm going to do for her for our anniversary and my 60th birthday and everything. I'm doing a little getaway trip. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited about that.
Oh, how nice. So,
yes, it's wonderful. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. I work with two really, really big a-holes. We'll be right back.
He's drinking! Throw
myself into... Roland!
Do it! Oh, please!
5,000 subscribers. The Mike O'Mara Show channel on YouTube is now 5,000 strong, and it's all because of you. If you aren't a subscriber, what are you waiting for? Go to the Mike O'Mara Show channel now on YouTube, tap that bell, and you'll get alerts when a new show is posted. You can even watch it live, weekdays with the other P1s, and comment on the fun. On-demand comedy from the TMOS YouTube channel. 5,000 strong, marching towards 10,000.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories? You can do it. We've all done it with Legacy Box. It's very simple. I've got videos. I've got photographs. I've got lots of old stuff because I'm old and my parents were old before they died. Now they're dead. I don't know why I put that in there, but they're old, and I like the memories that I have of them, so I sent them into Legacy Box. I filled my Legacy Box with old home movies and pictures, and what they do is they do all of it. They do the rest. They digitize your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs. It's like magic. You get your originals and new digital files back in a few weeks, and they keep you updated at every step of the process. And as Rob Spiewak was mentioning the other day, they are so easy to access.
Oh, 100%.
That's incredible.
One click and you're watching them.
Mm-hmm.
We all use Legacy Box. The results are amazing. And all the work is done by hand right here in the USA. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, and photos. They'll keep track of them. We didn't mention that. They'll let you know where they are. They know how valuable these are to you. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners can get a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order with this exclusive deal. Legacy Box starts at just $45, or you can save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Start with just a few tapes or digitize your entire collection. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS and make sure to enter the code TMOS to save 40% on your Legacy Box today. Get started preserving your past, and we thank you. Well, it is Hurricane Day in the Carolinas. Probably this evening is when they're talking about the real teeth of the storm hitting. It's downgraded to a Category 2 as we tape this program, and I'm beyond the point now where I'm going to rail against the excited broadcasters because the rain event that they're talking about is potentially devastating.
A 6-foot wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, North and, Water, and yeah. South Carolina.
But it's affecting everybody.
Surge.
Robert came home from school yesterday. He says, "Dad, do you think we'll have school tomorrow?" I said, "What?" He said, "They're talking about this hurricane." I said, "Son, We're inland in Northern Virginia. If anything, they're going to add 2 hours to your school day.
Add 2 hours to your school day with that. What worries me, I've seen a hurricane. We talked about it yesterday, is the rainwater. And yes. They're talking about that kind of rain down there. And for all of our friends, that we have a lot of listeners in that area. And our heart goes out to all of them. Hopefully you've heeded the warnings. Listen, I think it's irresponsible, CNN, to talk about 85-foot waves and then insinuate that at the beach you're going to get an 85-foot wave of water, a la, you know, Armageddon or something like that.
The day after tomorrow.
It's not going to happen like that. What happens is it rains, and I think flash flooding, you know, I think all of us have probably been on this show near a flash flood once or twice. Have you ever seen... have you been up close to a flash flood? It's one of the most terrifying things you could ever see. I got them up. Remember Haymarket when I lived in Virginia? They had one up there that I literally drove into. A friend of mine that used to be in my band got actually washed off the road with a flash flood. And, you know, you talk about Virginia, there's potential for this rain.
Turn around, don't drown.
It's hard to wrap your head around the power.
Thank you, Oscar.
They say that a lot on Channel 5.
What's wrong with him today? What is wrong with him today?
All day. Yeah,
those are true words. Turn around, don't drown.
Don't drive through it. For the love of God, don't do that.
But the power of water is something that is just, when it happens like that, you can't fight it. And it's so, so unstoppable. Scary.
Yeah, and so I'm not going to do the whole stop hyping because I want to make sure everybody stays safe and they're down there. And it's craziness.
We built two levees in my backyard just in case. Because
a dentist.
No, we really...
Saul Levy.
That's right. And then there's Mark Levy, who, of course, listens to this show.
Mark Levy.
We have what are essentially Insta-dams that we bought on Amazon.
I'm not on that platform.
That there are gel coating that comes in a black bag, and you lay it out.
You could have gotten those at Target.
Either way. Right. Laid them out, and when water hits them, they expand. And that is how we're going to keep water out of our house just in case it rains for the next
couple
days.
How many feet above the Potomac are you? Not much.
Not much, but this is the issue. We're downhill. So all the water from above us streams down into past Georgetown into the water.
The forecast I'm looking at is not, you're not going to get that same kind of rain they're getting.
No.
But it's enough. Look, rain, I've seen, you know what it's like when you get a 2-hour thunderstorm that it just opens up. It can cause problems. Imagine that, where it just doesn't stop. And they're talking 24 hours. I'm going to be like a hype person and say the floodwaters, the rainwater from this storm seems to be, I hope it breaks up and it's not as significant. I hope they're wrong about that, like they were wrong when they said it was going to be a Cat 3 hitting the coast. It might go up, but right now it's a Cat 2.
But they're not wrong about in the city is that all the water that's going to come through here is going to essentially make the rat problem even worse for the next
I thought I thought the expression drowned rats not going to drown the little bastards.
They know how to climb out. So
and they swim. They swim.
Yeah, can swim. We learned the hard way.
Mm-hmm. The thing that's freaking me out is I'm flying from the great state of Maine to the great state of Florida, crack of dawn on Sunday morning, and I will be connecting in Newark, the prettiest town in New Jersey, and then flying down to Fort Myers. My question would be, I mean, if it's down in the Carolinas, it's not even remote. I mean, they fly above or around these things.
Do they go around it?
I mean, I really want to know, because
I'll probably fly around it.
I just don't think I have to.
And they probably have the ability to fly over it.
It's going to rain for the next 4 days, it says. You'll be fine, Mike. It's just rain. You're going
home. You know, once I get through, it should be okay. But my heart goes out to everybody who's dealing with this, including our friend Katie Powers, who they're going to get kissed by it down in Savannah, Georgia. And they got kissed by, two of them last year?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was really, really difficult for her. What do you think, Rob?
I think that it would be a good idea to turn around
and not
drown.
I like it when you're tuning out about Hurricane
Tom.
No, I'm not tuning out.
Because it's not coming into his area.
I'm not tuning out at all. I'm thinking about those.
You're in a fight look on your face.
No, not at all.
You're giving me a weird look.
I'm constipated. What's going on?
Don't think it's weird.
What is wrong with you, Rob?
I'm thinking about the swimming rats, and it's really kind of flipping me out.
Really?
Yes.
Is that what's bugging you?
Because if they're standing water. water.
Right. Rat. What are rats? But, you know, the bats without wings.
Wingless bats. Mm-hmm. And you know
what? That's what they really are.
I mean, and it shouldn't affect us here because we're on the fourth floor. But we know that there is a whole...
Well, it's not going to be like Willard where they're climbing the wall to get
hey,
to you.
Hey, who knows? Yes.
They shut down the Whole Foods.
The Whole Foods is still shut down.
Well, that's because it was a horrible store.
A year later.
Oh, yeah, but they didn't. They don't close down a grocery store.
That's more than a year.
It is.
That's more than a year.
But you don't shutter a grocery store just because it's bad. You shutter a store because it's littered with rats. And now the rats are going to come to the surface, and I bet they're going to have weapons.
You know who wins in this entire equation?
Who?
Good guys. Because they've got the raised poles.
That's true.
You know what? Why are the rats going to be a problem if it gets? It's because they're going
to bring them
out of their holes.
Yes, because the holes will fill with water.
Yes.
Couldn't this be? And I don't want to be appear turbo morbid here. Wouldn't that be a kind of a killing opportunity?
No, they swim.
Why don't they just issue shotguns to everybody in DC
or Nerf guns?
This is not the
we can shoot them in the eye.
The Purge. This is not the Purge, Mike. It's not it.
No, but the Purge for rats. It's like, okay, hey, the floodwaters have come in, and you just sit on your porch. Hey, there's one. Boom, 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 boom.
But then you have rat carcasses everywhere.
Get your terriers out. We'll hunt them.
That's true.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Let's talk to our boy, Oscar.
Yay!
Oscar has been flying around the Podcast Village studios saying, I've got this meeting at 11 o'clock. Can we do the show at this time? Mm-hmm. Last night we get a text. The show starts at 8 o'clock. And I'm like, I didn't remember hearing that. And then Oscar comes in. No, it's not 8 o'clock tomorrow. You're changing schedules, running around. What's going on in Oscar's world now? What are you up to? What are you doing?
Well, fellas, as the show gets more popular, we're getting more advertising like inquiries,
sure,
for the program, and
I like that.
They want in. They want in, Mike.
So, and a handful of them come from the West Coast. Mm. And when someone says, "All I have available is 11 a.m. Your time," which means it's early morning their time,
8 a.m.
their time, 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say, "Hey, let's not do the bonus show right away." I'll make the call and then get back in depending on our schedule.
And how about saluting the originators like Cornerstone First Financial and Alexander Papp? Woo! We're talking about non-agency people, individuals that want to come in and advertise on the show. That is very special for us. We're very excited about that. So that's what you were jumping out for the other
day? I'm coordinating different those opportunities. And by the way, talking to our listeners, whether they're in the early stages of their startups or their established business, so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Because I already have an interest in how people build their businesses, but more importantly, I know we can help them,
right?
Which is great to really discuss with them and what opportunities there are. So yesterday we had a client call that I had to take care of, and then a scheduling error on my part because, frankly, I probably have four or five different calendars that come together.
Right.
How many jobs do you have? Just to enumerate the number of jobs.
Okay, I've got this job. I got Big Owen Dukes.
I want to break it down more specifically that because you have this job as a co-host on the show.
Yes.
You also are the business manager for the show. So that's two.
Then also you're the
business. We're not going to give you that one. We're going to get you do Big O and Dukes, and then you are the Big O and Dukes business guy.
Oh, no. Offshore that. I can't deal with this too much.
So Yoko still does that.
Okay. Yes.
He never destroys a relationship.
No.
He just lets me do him. But anyway, so that's three. That's three. Then you work at Podcast. What is your title at Podcast Village?
I am a co-founder, co-owner.
Co-founder, co-owner of
But that's still just one job, so that's four.
That's right. So that's four jobs. What else are you doing?
At Podcast Village, I am the lead engineer at Podcast Village. I am in biz dev, business development.
Okay.
Six. I also, for Podcast Village, help develop programs from scratch.
Okay.
So creative.
Seven.
I would say lead creative. At times I will produce programs.
Right.
That's eight. I'm a loving husband.
I'm tired. All right. Thank you very much. Eight.
Oh, and he does the Todd Moore show too. That's
and Tech 409.
You're spread a little thin.
You know, I thought business school was tough. This is a grind.
Yes,
but you know what? It's for the collective good.
Are you giving the proper attention to the Mike O'Mara show for me?
I think I'm giving too much attention to the Mike O'Mara show.
Oh, you do? Do you really believe that?
It's really, eating up my time. My days
it's
fly
eating up
by.
Your time. Well, there's, you know what? You there's know what plenty of work to be done. That's the way I look at that. So let it eat up all your
and
time.
If I had clients and they were needy, it'd start with M.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yes. That's it. You know what? Call me your neediest. I will wear that as a badge of honor for the rest of I am your neediest.
You know what? Is for someone who's head of creative, he probably phrased that wrong. You're not the neediest. You're the most deserving.
Right.
That's what it is.
That's right. I am the most deserving. It's but the world of podcasts is ever growing, ever expanding.
Mike,
Let me ask you this. Yeah. How screwed would we have been if we didn't get a head start on this business of podcasting? We've been doing it almost a decade now.
Yep. December will be 10 years.
I mean, I always like to think that you were the person to bring this idea of podcasting. It was out there. People were doing it. But in the 10 years, almost 10... Not on our level. No. In the 10 years we've done it, we've watched people come to the party, and I think more and more people are consuming this type of media. It's becoming more mainstream.
If I could be candid with you,
yes,
I do not think you would have been screwed, because I think you or the team would have found a way in the long run.
Right.
Where we really won.
If we didn't start when we started?
I think we had a first mover advantage, but that's not always great, because in the long run, once you get threats and people can see how you built something, they can just mimic that. Right.
True.
Right.
Okay.
So I think what really changed our trajectory for the best, and quite frankly, you could have found this by hiring someone if you're going to invest on that level, was my investment in business school. That prepared us for what is now this podcast boom.
Right.
Where people that want to create at our level can now create at that level. It has to do with the horizontal integration to how we are part of Podcast Village, how we all help each other. That in itself set us up to last another decade, no problem.
I like that. Yeah. I feel like I'm doing one of his business podcasts, don't you?
Yeah, I don't understand
a word of it. I don't expect you to, Marshmallow Head. I don't expect you to do that. How many jobs do you have? You come in here every day. You do this job. You are the chief copywriter for the Mike O'Mara show. You write all of the commercials.
I have several partial jobs.
You host the bonus show. You are responsible for producing that.
Right.
You are the producer for Political Persuasions.
Imagineer.
So you're wearing multiple. You're an Imagineer for Political Persuasions.
Yes.
And you are the volunteer host of the Tuscarora High School football game.
Exactly. And I got a nice thank you form letter from the principal for the first game of the year. It was very nice to get that form letter.
And you are also a star of the HBO series Crashing.
Yes. It's the show I do with Judd Apatow. Yeah, it's called Crashing.
Yeah, the Judd Apatow.
And,
Judd Apatow.
And Rob has quickly become one of the lead Imagineers at Podcast Village, as he will pinch hit.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Well, congrats. If you're keeping track of my jobs, I'm the host of the Mike O'Mara show. I am the co-host of Political Persuasions.
Yes.
And I am also the stern man for the overtime lobster boat here in Maine. And and a crackerjack amateur golfer.
Yes. Almost scratched.
Thank you very much.
And I'm going, stern man.
Might as well. Yes. Put those lobsters in. Anyway, I'm also going to dental school.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, Oscar.
You should know that it's funny you even mentioned all of this, because you were a call I was going to make today. We're looking at building another studio in this building for Podcast Village.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
Is that allow going you to do cost me any money?
No, that won't cost any money. But it'll allow you to come here and travel more often and do your green screen work.
Yes.
For the package opening that Michael's going to do.
That's right.
That's exciting.
This is Mike O'Mara live from Venice.
And just out of curiosity, when will my paperwork be arriving for my participation?
When I get my paperwork.
Okay.
Legal takes some thousands of dollars in money.
Sadly, Mike, we don't have any paper.
I will send you the draft.
No.
And that's a beautiful signing bonus.
Don't bother. A signing bonus. That's exciting. We'll take a break and we will come back. I will tell you about why I'm excited to come back to Florida, because there's a local news story.
Yay!
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Steve Bridges. Did you know that Steve has been on the air since 1965? That's nearly 100 years. He is a member of the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He got the nickname Captain Steve when he served at Pearl Harbor. Steve invented the phrase, the 10th caller wins. He wears glasses not for vision, but only to make himself look smarter. Steve played Mickey in the popular 1950s show Circus Boy. His cartoon-styled voice inspired the character of Joe Rocket. And he owns and operates the mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009, which happens to be the best show on KCJJ. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, KCJJ. You are the best.
1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. A brand new client that I'm excited about called Talkspace.
Yes.
Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace. What is Talkspace? I'll tell you. They're the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. All you need is a computer with an internet connection or the Talkspace mobile app. That means you can improve your mental health, even if you've had trouble making time for it in the past. And in this day and age, I can say this personally, it is very, very tough to negotiate all the ins and outs of daily life, and it's great to be able to talk to somebody. I bet you can't imagine fitting anything else into your schedule. With Talkspace, therapy is as easy as sending your therapist a message. Get something off your chest whenever you need to. Talk about everyday challenges at work or at home or just about life. There are no extra commutes, no leaving the office, no judgments, and you talk with the same therapist every single time. Having a therapist simply provides you a designated person for you to talk to, and sometimes that's all you need. Someone who is trained to listen and help you make positive changes. The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced at addressing life challenges that we all face. To match with the perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/TMOS and use the code TMOS to get $45 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's TMOS and Talkspace.com/TMOS. Start feeling better today.
Mm-mm-mm.
Absolutely wonderful new client. Heading back to Florida this weekend. We're excited about that, even with the tropical updates that we continuously look at. Please just say a little prayer for the O'Mara family that we don't get another one this year. But you never know. It's nature, and you can't do anything about it. So heading downtown, and that's why this jumped off the page. This actually made it to my national news feed today.
Wow.
Lee County, Florida. Now, please monitor.
Now, where is that?
Lee County, Florida is the county that I live in.
Oh, so it really is right around you.
That's right. Lee County, Florida. Deputies were unable to locate a man reportedly seen masturbating outside a home in a gated Estero community. According to a Lee County Sheriff's Office incident report, a person driving through the Belaterra community on Monday. Now, let me
that
tell you about this
pretty
community.
Earth.
Yeah. I don't live there. I know multiple people who do, and we have had multiple people come to our house that do. I know the community. I drive by it frequently. I know what they're talking about. Apparently, in this community, which is gated, they saw this on Monday morning. They reported seeing a man in a side yard along one of the streets there. The witness yelled out to the man. Now, I don't know what the witness yelled, like, get her done!
Attaboy!
Hey, sure. Yeah, it's the grease man. Anyway, he yelled out to the man who fled toward the rear of the home. Deputies responded to the scene and were unable to find the suspect. He is described as a white, middle-aged male, approximately 200 pounds and balding. Is it me?
So it's not Paul McCartney.
It's not Paul McCartney.
Okay, just checking.
Yes.
He likes to do
deputies say the home where he was seen is vacant and up for sale. So you never know if someone maybe is squatting there or, well, I don't know, that maybe
that's
that wasn't
not
the right
bad use of word there, I think.
Really, not the right word to use there. It seems to me we're getting a lot of these stories about people doing this. The yesterday it was Paul McCartney. Yeah. My God, please stop touching yourself.
There's
go blind.
When I hear these stories, Mike, I there are always these kinks that I never could get past where it's guys doing this in private residence, outside private residences and neighborhoods, guys doing this at bus stops, guys doing this in the car, behind school bus. Like, it's so weird.
What
it's
throws
disturbing.
Me is that he's doing it in the side yard, because if you want to get caught, and that's kind of why I have to think he would be doing it, Do it in the front yard. Well, he's sort of hiding.
Also, why can even I do it without insight? A screen in front of you? That's what shocks me.
Oh, you have to have your M screen?
Yeah,
I realize on this particular subject, we have three experts here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In fact, we have probably, Max here, isn't he?
And his palms are hairy.
Yeah, Max. Let me just say that an activity that is primarily done where every effort is made, and you guys jump in.
Right.
And correct me if I'm wrong about this, but an activity that is done, and when it's done, is specifically something that is done in secret.
Yes.
Something that is done primarily when one is alone.
The credit card company wants to make it secret. When I get billed by the way, I have a great story about that. Maybe I'll do that in the bonus show next week. But when you get billed for that line item, it doesn't...
Are you talking about your addiction to pornography? Is that what you're talking about?
Whoa, I'm a connoisseur. Yeah, not an addiction.
You're talking about the credit company doesn't send you those clandestine bills like Sunshine Limited.
It's like
a
books biller. So it sounds like I'm an avid reader.
Secret. Yeah. Even the billing system that they send out for your product that you use to assist with that.
But key to sales because it's always had shame attached to it.
What are you doing? Oh, we've all heard the joke. What are you doing up there with the door locked? Right. It's something that you do. You hide when you're doing this, and it's not just from when you're a kid.
No,
and you're doing the self discovery, and your mom comes home. It's also when people are in relationships.
Sure. Oh my that. God!
And
I have a reentry window between Shannon and I. If I don't hit that sweet spot, I'm going to burn up. Let me tell you,
reentry window.
It's from 2 to 3 o'clock. If I don't hit that window, there's no coming back to Earth.
What he's talking about is his wife coming home.
Of course,
that's what he's talking about. But so this is an activity that's what it is. And so the idea that these people are doing this out in front and hoping to be seen, to me,
you have to think that's got to be the basis of it.
Now, with that said, that activity with a significant person can be, right? But
a shared experience.
The self, and I'm not excluding the ladies from. I'm not excluding the ladies from this too. They probably like it when they're alone, and that's why you're doing it by yourself,
right?
Because you don't want anybody else around there. Now, can it be done a la Paul McCartney? Well, I'm not. That's not something that's ever.
The most successful musician of the 20th century, and now that's what he's known for.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to give Paul McCartney the benefit of the doubt here. Say the room was dark. That's what he said. It was a dark room, but it's still, it's still a little odd. Well, what's more odd is the creep that's out there in the Florida community, in a gated community next to a vacant house, and ladies are going driving their kids to school, and the guy's going like that. That to me is that level of
it's one step. It's one step beyond flashing.
Yes,
it's making it a lot more. How shall I say? Proactive.
Mike, there's a guy here in D.C. that got arrested.
Yes.
At the Lincoln Memorial steps where.
And yet he's in studio today.
Where he was taking video.
Tommy McFly was cleared of all those charges. I want to just say that.
Videoed photographs. And everybody's seen these guys.
Is he any longer on the air?
Yes, he's still on there.
Okay, good.
I had an alibi.
So police found out because he clearly posted everything online like a big dummy. Like a pervert that needs to share.
Yeah, that's part of it.
They found out that he was taking upskirt photos of tourists walking up the Lincoln Memorial. And that type of perversion, for some reason, is kind of like dad perversion for me.
Where how do you
it's
mean?
Because like, you're not doing something
He's
naughty.
He's saying it's more understandably perv.
Because you're like, you probably just you got a nice lens, a nice camera. You're like, I can just not take pictures of birds. I'm going to be a pervert about it.
Congratulations to you for normalizing that behavior.
I'm saying, if there are degrees
send
of perversion.
Send care of Podcast Village.
Of course
send
there
Oscar,
are degrees.
Yeah.
Degrees yes,
of
there perversion. There are degrees. Yes. Just, yes. Yes. Absolutely, yes.
I'm just making it
first
local.
First degree, second degree, third degree.
Now, there's another guy who's a shame in jail. That's his name. He actually would take iPhone video, like on his shoe, of girls going up the escalator on the metro. Now, like a bad cartoon, if you tape your phone to your shoe, people are going to notice. And the police are going to find you.
That's true.
Is that how he did it?
That's how he did it.
He taped the phone to his shoe?
His plot was not well thought out.
So he would keep the camera on and then get behind the escalator. And I think one of his victims looked back and said, why is that phone on with the front-facing camera on your shoe?
Let me say this, though.
think a selfie stick would be better.
Mac got
do you have the
out.
Morgan Freeman movie tape? The movie music.
I do.
Get grab that for me because I want to make a point.
Okay.
So you're saying he taped the iPhone to his shoe to do the upskirts when he was doing this. I'd like to point out that, well, this individual was probably aware of this salient fact. And that fact was that Andy Dufresne took the warden's shoes and put his nasty prison shoes in the same box as the warden's shiny shoes because he was going to go to the bank later. And he wore those shiny, freshly polished shoes back to his cell where he was going to dig out from behind the poster. And then he put those shoes in a bag because he didn't want to get them all wet and nasty. He put them in a bag, a plastic bag, and then he swam through, you know, 300 yards of filth to get out into the ditch, and then he went in with his nice warden shoes, but nobody in the prison saw those shiny shoes because they weren't looking down. My point is that this guy that taped an iPhone to his shoe to shoot an upskirt video probably thought that nobody would be looking at his shoes. And I thank you.
This is the problem, Red.
Yes.
Have you ever seen the Morgan Freeman upskirt video?
It's hot. Oh, they're incredible.
Very hot.
I didn't like taking them, but I like looking at them. Yes.
As a man who grew up on the Metro Rail system in the city.
Yes.
You were relying, I thought, more on the bus.
No, bus to rail.
Of course.
So when you get on an escalator, at a certain point, you always look down to see. It's just it's common to look back.
The escalator, you look down.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you don't want the teeth to kill you.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So stop that. I'm sure because allegedly he'd been doing this for some time. So when he finally got busted, but all the files were on his phone. All I had to do was go back.
Of course they were.
Just constant. It's like the guy was doing it every day. Every single day.
Yeah, that was his ninth job. He's like Oscar. He had a lot of jobs. Well, one of his jobs was upskirt.
He was released from jail, flew to Florida, and now he's in a gated community standing out in front of commuters going, hey, hey, hey. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
America was founded on balance. Two houses of legislature, the two-party system. And here at Political Persuasions, we have the two sides of O'Mara. The calm Mike.
I am open-minded.
And the burning liberal Mike.
It's crap. That's what I do. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Together, they coexist in Mike's brain and right here on Political Persuasions.
It's about the guns.
They clash. They argue.
Tough. Beans.
But with a little help from me, Chris Freights, they provide a balanced seesaw of sanity.
How many people shoot for food?
Could somebody please pass the blood pressure medication?
Speaker of the House? Come on.
Political Persuasions. Download it this Thursday and every Thursday at politicalpersuasions.com.
I'm going to die.
And wherever fine podcasts are found.
We're all going to die, and someday you are as well.
And God bless America.
Makes me want to throw up.
That's real. By the way, those are real excerpts from the show that Rob. It sounds like I was staging them, but I wasn't. I really sound like
tough.
That. Creepy
beans.
Beans.
Hurricane.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, if you're headed to Las Vegas for TMOS Live, we are super excited to announce this. We've added an extra special treat to make the weekend even more fun. Die Laughing Productions presents the world's greatest comedy murder mystery show. Back to the 80s. A hilarious 1980s themed mystery involving a high school reunion, a 30-year-old time capsule, and murder.
Murder!
Murder!
Starring 98 Rock Morning Show host Justin Schlegel. More broadcasting's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson. Plus, special on stage. We're going to be on stage. I thought we were going to be in the audience.
Actually,
I'm not getting on stage.
You will be in the audience. I have an on stage appearance.
Ew!
He's got a full roll.
Yeah.
Ew!
Judd arranged it for me. Judd Apatow.
Okay. All right. So you're going to be on stage with the boys. Oscar and I are going to be in the audience.
Yes.
Rob from Crash. No. Mike, you have a role as well.
Yes.
On stage?
We all have certain roles, but Rob will spend the majority of the time on stage.
You can play your role from the audience, though, if it's the role I'm thinking
I can?
Of. Yes,
good.
Of course. Yeah.
So I can be sitting there, you know, tanking.
Yeah. Yeah.
There. All right. Because I really want to be like, I didn't do it. Anyway,
if you apply yourself, you might be able to get drunk.
Thank you. The real star of the show is you. Select audience members get to play parts in the show, and everyone gets to guess who the murderer is. Everybody in that audience is going to want to be in the show.
Oh, it's so great.
Saturday, November 3rd, 7 p.m. It's going to be in the same theater that we do our show the night before in, Zappos Council Chambers Theater. Tickets? Get them. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Come hang with us. Come hang with us and keep the murder alive. Make the weekend last a little longer. Back to the 80s. Drink, laugh, solve a murder. See you November 3rd in Las Vegas, Nevada.
News.
News.
Boo.
Na, na, na.
Norm MacDonald went on the Howard Stern show yesterday to try to walk back his controversial comments on the Me Too movement, but he may have just succeeded in angering another group. Now, Oscar, can you give us the lowdown? What did Norm do with the Me Too thing? I guess he poo-pooed it or something like that. What did he do?
Okay, so this is the thing about Norm. I mean, we all know, and I've had actually some, when I worked for the media buying side of Mangrates.
Yes. Oh, I remember that.
Norm is his own man.
Like, Norm does what Norm wants to do.
He does not give an F, and he also has... I mean, he's a legend within his own right, not as popular or successful, some may say, as Louis C.K. or Roseanne Barr. But when it was brought up, two things. He made a crass comment about Down syndrome, which, quite frankly...
Well, no, that's the Howard comment. What did he say before that, where he was walking back his comments? So,
he was talking about the Me Too movement. He just essentially said... that he's happy that the Me Too movement, this is before the CBS stuff broke out, was slowing down. Okay. And he apologizes for minimizing what the Me Too movement was. But frankly, as friends of really Louis C.K., he just felt for the man that his career at that point was completely abolished over something that there was a history of.
Right. I got it. Yes. So he goes on Howard yesterday, and here's his quote. I never defended the perpetrators. I am completely behind the Me Too movement. You'd have to have Down syndrome to not feel sorry for the victims. So he got in trouble by trying to get out of trouble. He did add that Me Too is, quote, what you want for your daughters. We want that to be the future world, of course. Norm also talked about being yanked from The Tonight Show. I guess he was...
canceled.
I missed it. Just minutes before the show was about to start, he said he was having discussions with Jimmy Fallon about how to proceed, but eventually Jimmy came to him and said, quote, I don't know what to do. It's just that I have so much pressure. People are crying. Senior producers are crying. Norm was cool about it, though. He told Jimmy, quote, I don't want to hurt your show. That's the last thing I want to do. So Norm, maybe a little less being Norm. Maybe, look, you're in the public eye. Sometimes you got to think about stuff. You
really need to really respect the feelings of the world.
The world. Yeah. Yeah. So I guess I stepped in, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah. On The View yesterday, Stormy Daniels announced that her new memoir, Full Disclosure, is coming out October 2nd. Obviously, she'll have a lot to say about her time with President Trump, but that's not all. She said, quote, I've been working on a book for about 10 years, so I just sort of melded everything together. I've kept notebooks of the adventures I've had on the road and in strip clubs and stuff. It will blow your mind.
Wow.
That is a beautiful way to sell the memoir because, you know, if you think of somebody that does that for a living, that goes on these road trips to get, she's probably had more experience with people behaving weirdly in strip joints. I mean, I'd be interested to read that.
I actually have a piece of tape. Do you hear what President Trump said about the book's release?
No, let's listen to
tremendously
it.
Big and tremendously wet.
So,
thank you.
Did you hear
thank
the title of the book?
Yeah, what is it? Hold on. Her book's going to be called Full Disclosure, right?
Yeah, but the preamble's fear. Fear, full disclosure.
Fear, full disclosure. I got fear being delivered tomorrow to
the Woodward book.
It's going to be in my little hot little hands. I got it as soon as I could get it. I can't wait to walk through the airport. Here's my book.
I got my book.
You know, you could listen to it now.
I know I could, Mr. Digital, but I'd like to have the paper. Samuel L. Jackson is the highest grossing actor of all time. I was surprised at that.
Well, that makes sense.
His movies have made $5.75 billion. He's followed by Harrison Ford.
I was going to say Harrison Ford has to be second.
Robert Downey Jr., Tom Hanks, and the aforementioned Morgan Freeman. Don't do that in the yard, Johnny.
Wow.
So. You know what? Because he would, because he's been in the Star Wars franchise films.
Right.
Never thought about that. Yeah. Right.
Mace Windu. Cool. Windu.
A new study looked at how much the average American is spending on two things. One, going out to eat, and two, grabbing drinks like coffee and smoothies. And spoiler alert, we're spending a lot.
Yeah.
The average person eats at a restaurant or orders takeout or delivery 2.4 times a week. That is the average. I would imagine if you went back 20 years, that would be a lot less. And the average American spends an average of $19.58 every time. That adds up to about 125 times a year, and it costs a total of $2,443. And we buy drinks like coffee or smoothies 2.5 times a week at an average of $3.72 each time. That adds up to 130 times a year and another $484. So when you add it up, we're spending almost $3,000 a year at restaurants and coffee shops, which means in the last 5 years, you've dropped $14,635. You could have gotten a pretty decent Hyundai for that price.
Do you know how rich we'd all be if there wasn't a Starbucks in our building?
Oh, timing is everything. Imagine O'Mara's in today's restaurant economy.
Yeah, it would be interesting. It would be very, very interesting. I don't know. We were a nighttime place, though. That's it. People still like to go out at night. I just came from the Village in New York. Believe me, people are still going out. And by the way, retail, they talk about retail dying. You know, New York City is probably going to be the last bastion of retail stores in America.
Because it's a real city.
Yeah, it's a real city. And it's God, you go to every time I go to New York, I have one feeling. I said, why can't all cities be like that? You know,
because it's steeped in a 400-year history.
And it's the population. Yeah. It's just there's so many people there.
Plugged
it's
in
just amazing.
It was designed to be that way. When you build a town, say, like Reston, that was built in the 70s, it was designed to not be that.
Yeah, just to have
it's a
bedrooms.
Planned community. Bedrooms and brown.
Yeah, but you know what? The city, and he's not talking about people, ladies and gentlemen. He's talking about the brick.
Yeah,
the brown siding, brown everything.
But the difference is, and you'll agree with this, Oscar, you're out in the city.
Yes.
At night, the weekend, a Friday night in Washington, D.C. is not like a Friday night in New York.
Oh, no. A Friday, can I make a comparison?
Yes, go right ahead.
So I know that on a Friday night in D.C., everything starts getting going probably around 10:30. I'm talking college kids as well. In New York, you're lucky if it gets going probably by 11:30 midnight, and it goes all night.
Yeah.
4 a.m. Absolutely. 4
and also, people live in New York.
Yeah.
Very few people live in Washington, D.C.
True.
So they're there. They're happening.
Absolutely. A new poll looked at the differences between bedmakers and not bedmakers. Here are 6 stats from the survey. Bedmakers, number one, have more sex. About 3 times a week on average compared to twice a week for people who don't make their bed every day. That is a fascinating statistic.
That is, and I think made up.
Bedmakers, number two, have more friends. They were more likely to say they have 3 or more close friends. Number three, you're right. Maybe they're lying about it because I make my bed every day and I have sex 40 times a week.
Yes.
Number three, bedmakers are more likely to say they're a morning person and less likely to hit the snooze button. All right, this sounds like bedmakers are just...
what about bedwetters? You got a list for that?
Yeah.
Bedwetters, more likely... I don't know, Mac? Anyway, number four, if you
gotta hang them out
music,
the window again, Mike. Gotta hang the sheets out the window.
If you like rock music and watch Seinfeld, you're more likely to be a non-bedmaker. Bedmakers enjoy jazz more and watch shows like House Hunters. This is a strange survey. People who make their bed tend to describe themselves as adventurous, confident, sociable, and high maintenance. And number six, I made this one up. Bedmakers are also liars.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'd make my bed if Carrie wasn't in it.
That's a bingo.
That is a bingo, Mike. Yes.
That is a bingo.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Thank you very much.
Time is dry off.
And finally, a little something. Hotels in Spain are uniting to remove minibars and replacing them with vending machines in corridors and reception halls after it was discovered that British tourists have been replacing drinks in minibar bottles and minibar bottles with their own pee. One in three tourists has admitted to refilling bottles with urine, water, and other liquids in hotel rooms. It is believed to be done so tourists, many who said that they were British, can avoid paying often expensive prices for the drinks. However, many of the guests who have used the minibars after the British tourists have reportedly been there in the room, they have reportedly been raving about the unique flavor of the Spanish tequila. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Gross.
I'm sorry. I mucked
up. Goodness!
I have a cold. Hey, this tequila sure tastes better than the last tequila we had.
Hey, what a lovely flavor.
We'll take a break.
Cabo
and
Wabo?
Cabo Wabo. Cabo Pio. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun in the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob Mayer here from the Rob and Joe Show. You know, Rob Spiewak and I have a lot in common. You know, our first name, Rob. We're both do a podcast here on the More Network. We're both funny guys. We both love to drink. We both have sex with Carrie Spiewak twice a year.
True.
Haven't been able to walk right in weeks. Rob and Joe Show, new episode every single week. Get on it, folks. That's for you, Carrie.
Thank you, Rob. Rob Energy. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by our bonus packages. Extra, extra, read all about it. Actually, there's no need to read. Just listen. Speaking of extra, extra's good, right? Right. Extra sugarless gum is very refreshing. Extra credit can really boost the sagging GPA. Tylenol just ain't Tylenol if it ain't extra strength. Am I right? And the Colonel makes his chicken extra crispy. Yum, yum, yum. Cousin! So if you love extra, why not treat yourself to some extra TMOS, the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, a sixth episode that we record every week, and it can be yours for just a few extra pennies. You get extra fun and extra laughs, and that's extra good. So go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner, and it makes an extra great gift. Spread some extra cheer, bonus show style. Get extra happy by giving back. Plus, you'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping extra TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and thank you, with extra sugar on top. There we go. Let's open up the audio vault. For today, this is Thursday, September 13th, 2018, Rob Spiewak.
It's my brand new extra crisp. Crispy!
Extra crisp.
Crispy!
Can I request that? That's a good one for tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll have that for you tomorrow. You got it.
The Colonel. Yes, Colonel Sanders, screwing up a commercial.
All right, Cedar Breaks Park, Lake Georgetown, Texas, Mike.
Yes.
A guy took a wrong turn and went into the park, and he wanted to get out. And anytime you can use the phrase gatekeeper in a story, I like it. The gatekeeper would not let him out. Now, I should say that the gatekeeper has been fired because this video went viral. For some reason, and the reason is unclear, the guy was found not guilty of doing, he was found innocent of anything.
Yes.
She was standing in front of his car screaming in her cell phone, and you're going to like this, Mike, because your name figures into it. Here's the gatekeeper in Texas trying to stop the man from leaving the park.
Please. Car, and now he's videotaping me
because this is unlawful.
Ma'am, he's running me over.
No,
ma'am,
I'm not.
Let me tell you this. The car is in...
What happened again? Explain it again. Okay, set it up. I don't know what you're talking. What happened?
A guy accidentally pulled into this park. He didn't want to be there. He took a wrong turn.
Like a theme park?
No. Like a state park. It's called Lake Georgetown Park.
A state park that you pay to get into.
Cedar Breaks Park in Lake Georgetown.
Yes.
And so, and he wants to get out, but the gatekeeper, for some reason, and it's not explained why, won't let him out. And
he's, is that like a parking lot attendant gatekeeper?
Yeah, the gate to get in and out of the park. And so he wants to get out. She's standing in front of his car.
Hold on just a second. Just so we can, let's clear this up.
Yeah, rewind.
All right.
Okay.
Communication 101. All right. So it's a park where they charge admission, like a national park. They charge admission. Mission to get in there,
right.
And it's obviously, so it's really, this is a parking attendant.
Yes, and she will not raise the gate, and she's standing in front of his car.
The parking lot attendant,
you have
will
to make it clear. When you say
gate.
He, she, or he, we don't know who's driving.
You're
who's
saying
in the car.
Guy, she, he. Come on. Right. You've done this for a few years.
All right, I will take this from you.
Okay,
but not from him.
Mike, will you tell Rob to communicate?
Will you tell Oscar to shut up?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So let me see
the gate attendant will not raise the gate. She is standing. The gate attendant is standing in front of the guy in the car. And
it's a man in the car.
The man
or
in
God,
the car.
Who's
God.
On first?
The man is in the car. It is a man. It is a guy. He is videotaping her. His car is not moving.
Well, so the
his
lady, car the gate is, attendant, is screaming.
Yes, and his car is in park. She's trying to indicate that she's in some sort of danger. She's just standing there and losing her mind.
Please, some guy in a car, and now he's videotaping me.
Because this
because
is unlawful.
Ma'am, he's running me over.
No,
ma'am,
I'm not.
Ma'am, hurry, please.
Oh, she's fake. The gate attendant's a nut.
Mm-hmm.
Mike!
I'm here. Hold on. Pause it for a second. You hear the car on idle.
Yes. And
you hear the car. The guy's just sitting there, obviously, at one of those little sticks that comes down.
Exactly. And she won't
move. A little gate.
Yeah. So this lady, and by the way, I think I mentioned that she has been fired since then. But this was perhaps her last night.
You're in trouble.
How so?
You're going to jail.
How so?
You're hurting me.
How?
You just ran home. Ma'am, please hurry. He just ran up and he's still moving. Please, ma'am.
Still moving.
I want to invite everyone to support your state parks.
So does she move to like pretend she's getting run over?
She's just standing there in front of a car in park, screaming into the phone, and has never explained who Mike is.
I gotta watch this.
Can you send me the mic?
Sorry for giving you such a hard time. I just wanted to get clear on what was going on. I'm gonna have to go watch this video. So she's just screaming and creating a situation that doesn't exist.
Because a guy wants to leave the park because he never wanted to go there in the first place.
Kind of weird. They probably didn't want to pay either.
Well, yeah, you know what? There's never any mention of money, so I don't even know if that figures into it. They watched the surveillance video. They flagged the guy down the road. The authorities did, and they said, "Sir, you did nothing wrong. You're free to go. Just want you to know that we reviewed the footage."
Who's the celebrity the woman most resembles?
Melissa McCarthy.
Okay.
Wanted to know. Now, I don't know why that was important, but he gave me the answer I was looking
and
for.
And another key moment happened yesterday, a historical moment of low. I feel bad for everybody involved in this. Jimmy Fallon and The Roots and Aerosmith performed with classroom instruments. They performed.
I have to say this, Rob. I went by and I saw this on Facebook. I saw somebody had posted it, and I didn't even look at it.
You shouldn't, because you know why? The classroom instrument thing can work on certain songs, but not on one of the greatest rock records ever recorded.
Right.
This is not how you want to hear Walk This Way. That's a disaster.
Yeah.
Enjoy the piped in applause.
I know.
Right?
That's
horrible.
That's weird.
Now, Dr. Really Oz has his season premiere this week, and they posted a preview clip. Guess who's back in the news? It's Roseanne, and she has a new wrinkle to explain why she flipped out. I think this is new. I don't think this has been mentioned before.
So she's going on Dr. Oz?
She's on the premiere of Dr. Oz this season.
Oh. Wow.
With all the stuff talking about her hateful tweeting. Did she ever mention Ambien? Is this new? Yeah, oh, she did mention it.
Yeah,
okay.
She talked about Ambien, but Dr. Oz is just a rube.
Oh, I hate him.
He is just a shill for these people that want to get... He'll take anybody with any spin and give them a softball interview. This is interesting. But I'll watch it, though. I'll check it out.
Listen to this preview, because you know what? He gives her a little... He pushes back just a little.
In the middle of all this, you brought the Ambien issue.
Yeah.
How did that affect you?
Well, I've done some weird things on Ambien. I think a lot of people have, too. I've heard from thousands of people about it. One guy got up and cooked a turkey and ate it. So that was like 4 hours, if you think about it, and didn't remember it in the morning. And all the time that happens to me when I go up in the kitchen and there's a whole box of Triscuits laid out and eggs cracked on the wall, cheese everywhere. I Ambien eat, like Tiger Woods' Ambien drove. It's a weird drug.
Actually looked up Ambien, and tweeting is not a side effect.
No.
So.
Oh, okay, Dr.
A little pushback. But we close today's audio vault, I'd like to leave you with the thought of going into Roseanne's kitchen, and here was her description. Empty box of Triscuits, eggs cracked on the wall, and I quote, cheese everywhere. Everywhere there's cheese.
Everywhere.
That's everywhere. Your magic audio vault. Mike! Have a great, great Thursday, everybody.
What a weird world we live in. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mailing address TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Remember, voting the engine of freedom and democracy and requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter, and it's coming soon. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye,
so
everybody.
Long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Tremendously big and tremendously wet.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ooh, that's a bingo!